Title, Section 301 ING The World, or 99.4% of it. Content, as our readers may recall, we predicted in July 2025 that the Trump administration would react to the invalidation of IEEPA tariffs by Section 301 ING The World. That prediction has now effectively come to pass, with Section 301 tariff actions being deployed at an unprecedented scale. On June 2, 2026, the Office of the United States Trade Representative, USTR, issued a press release announcing affirmative determinations in all 60 of its Section 301 forced labor investigations, concluding that every major U.S. trading partner has failed to adequately prohibit or enforce bans on imports of goods produced with forced labor. 1. The 60 economies collectively account for 99.4% of all goods imported into the United States. 2. The USTR has proposed additional tariffs ranging from 10% to 12.5% on imports. 3. Background: how we got here. A heavy use of Section 301 tariffs has been on the horizon since the Supreme Court's decision striking down President Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, tariffs. In the immediate aftermath of that ruling, the Trump administration issued temporary tariffs under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. Those tariffs were imposed with a 150-day deadline that expires on July 24, 2026, unless extended by Congress. In order to partially replace the short-lived Section 122 tariffs, on March 12, 2026, USTR self-initiated Section 301 investigations into 60 of the largest U.S. trading partners. In those investigations, USTR opened a public comment docket that received over 450 written submissions, held 2 days of public hearings, and conducted confidential government-to-government consultations with 46 of the 60 economies under investigation. 4. The legal framework. Section 301(b) of the Trade Act of 1974 authorizes USTR to take action against foreign acts, policies, or practices that are unreasonable or discriminatory and burden or restrict U.S. commerce, even where no violation of international law exists. 5. Critically, Section 301 explicitly identifies a persistent pattern of conduct that permits any form of forced or compulsory labor as an example of unreasonable conduct. 6. The statute also provides a limited defense. USTR shall not treat such conduct as unreasonable if the foreign country has taken actions demonstrating significant and tangible overall advancement in addressing the relevant labor practices, or if those practices are consistent with the country's level of economic development. 7. What USTR found. Unsurprisingly, USTR found no applicable defenses across any of the 60 economies. Because Section 301 covers both affirmative conduct and failures to act, USTR also focused on these economies' inadequate enforcement against forced labor imports. And while USTR distinguished legally between failing to adopt a prohibition and failing to enforce one, the practical result was the same: each of the 60 economies failed on adoption, enforcement, or both. 8. The proposed remedy. Two tiers and a textile mechanism. As a result of these investigations, USTR proposed two tariff rates, as follows: 10%, economies that, I, have made forced labor import prohibition commitments under the Agreement on Reciprocal Trade, ART, or, 2, have a forced labor import prohibition in place but do not enforce it effectively. 12.5%, all other economies. USTR also proposed a textile mechanism that would allow a certain volume of apparel and textile imports to enter at a reduced Section 301 rate. 9. The mechanism is calibrated so that countries that purchase American textile inputs receive tariff relief on their finished goods for export. A table of the proposed tariff rates follows. Hashtag economies proposed additional duty rate. USTR justification 1. Algeria 12.5% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition. 2. Angola 12.5% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition. 3. Argentina 10% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition, but has undertaken commitments in Agreement on Reciprocal Trade regarding forced labor import prohibitions. 4. Australia 12.5% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition. 5. The Bahamas 12.5% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition. 6. Bahrain 12.5% failure to impose and effectively enforce a forced labor import prohibition. 7. Bahrain